Warning. This show features action, violence, strong language, and best of all, explicit adult content. Listen up, kiddies. We all like to immerse ourselves in stories we wouldn't actually want happening to ourselves, right? Whether it features intergalactic dogfights, facing off with cyberpunk crime bosses, or fighting parasitic aliens. Our show is a safe space to indulge in sexy fantasies. The events are entirely fictional, featuring themes that blur the lines of consent and only occasionally cross them. We encourage you to exercise discretion, dear listener, and approach our content with an open mind, as we handle it as ethically as we can. For detailed content warnings, please visit yukiassassin.com/content advisory. Now with that out of the way, we hope you enjoy Yuki Space Assassin. Yuki, Space Assassin. Bonus number 4. The Fed.
Lieutenant's log. Galactic date 0502-2367. Our cruiser, the AGF Garion, has been appointed to neutral space for prisoner acquisition. Regulations in neutral space demand a limited-sized crew and security detail. Therefore, the meat of our escort will join us on the other side of the Treaty Zone and resume route to the Binar system. It's a potentially tense mission, for when dealing with the affiliates of System Lords, the utmost caution is necessary. My own away squad will oversee the exchange. This will be a good opportunity to show Commander Targus I'm leadership material. Assignments like these are what good reputations are built from.
Yeah, he came to us 2 cycles ago. Turned himself in.
You know, I've always kind of been thinking, why hasn't the prison tried telling him to, you know, the System Lords or something?
They certainly could. They seem to make their mint selling prisoners.
Because we arranged the buy before he even arrived. He knows if the System Lords got their hands on him, he's as good as dead.
Hey, little cowboy kitty cat.
Hey, Green Eyes! You guys need a janitor? A crewman? Or a slave? I'm cheap, I promise!
Are you gonna get me out of here, or what?
Here we are. Transactions of 4,800,000 credits processed. Enjoy your prisoner. Thank you for visiting Garion Prison.
I read the file on Bodhi Razant. A Jabarian, part of a rare amphibious species, averaging 3'10" and suspended in a hovering enclosure. His tank filled with whatever sort of swampy antiviral nutrient fluid his species thrives in. I felt a swell of pity for his kind, for having to live in extended quarantine from even each other, for having been forced to evolve with telepathic abilities just for connection. Until I saw his eyes looking me up and down like I was one of his uncle's dancers. Does he have psychic blocks enabled?
Ah, that's what you want, love. Let's see.
What was that?
Oh, just testing those fancy circuit blockers. Shame, really. It looks like I'm gonna have to talk to you all with just normal words. Oh, so mistreated, am I?
Mr. Razant, I'm Lieutenant Kiza. I'm charged with ensuring your safe transport to Allied space. Come along.
Friends call me Bogey. Well, aren't you a nice-looking pussy, eh? Oi, where's me aqua smokes? Your admiral promised I'd get aqua smokes. Condition of my cooperation? I've had the shakes for fucking days. I'm wasting away here.
We're about to board a military starship. Any form of smoking is prohibited.
Then you'd better tell that to your shiny admiralty. You think they'd wait till shore leave to light up?
You're welcome to remain silent, Mr. Razant. You'll have plenty of time to sing for the proper authorities once we've...
Ma'am, What is that?
Weapons.
Bollocks, not this again.
Alarm. Prisoner containment breach in cells A01 to D99. Lockdown failure detected. Security protocols compromised.
I don't like the sound of that.
Federation guards and prisoners alike, hear this message. It seems you have an infestation on your ship. Anyone who assists in killing the rat, Loti Mazet, will earn the friendship and favor of the system lords. And also 10 million credits.
Let's move. Get to the elevators.
Moving!
Got me.
Oi! What have you pushed me?
Oh, get those credits.
I'll get there, guys!
Love, please. How are you getting me out of here? If you don't even know who you can trust.
One plasma bolt at a time seems to do it.
I'm telling you, honey. You want to get out of here alive, right? Well, then you're gonna have to unshackle me mine.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on, Fit then. You're my only ticket out of here. I've got every reason to warn you of danger and keep you alive so you can keep me alive.
God damn it.
I'm trying to live here, baby.
I'm gonna regret this. Disengaging psychic blocks.
Ma'am! Are you crazy?
Ah, that's better. You have no idea what it's like being cooped up in your own mind. Nobody to take in the excess naked fantasies. It's criminal, really.
Shut up. Keep moving.
Oi, I'm kidding! Problem. This guy is gonna.
What? I'm sorry, sir.
What the hell are you doing, soldier?
Getting my payday.
Get out!
What the hell was that?
Like the nice fellow on the intercom said, pays to be a friend of a system lord, love. He was thinking about his fam back on Oshon Prime, and how many credits he'd get for doing you and me in both. That's what you do when you're a telepath.
Damn it. Commander, this is Kiza. There's been a prison outbreak and we're compromised. One of our own attempted to assassinate the prisoner. We're currently locked in the elevator on Deck 2C. I need immediate assistance. Do you read me? Commander?
By the Galactic Serpent, Kiza, I am going to need you to keep the prisoner alive and await extraction. We're going to need to clear it with the Allied Galactica first.
Roger that. I'm gonna bypass the elevator controls so nobody can call this thing up or down. That should keep us safe and in place for a while.
Very nice. I do love a take charge woman.
Did you say something?
Huh? No. Man alive, that feline Fatale's got a nice set of legs on her. Too bad it's clad in all that latex and polymer. I'd love to feel that.
Are you talking to me telepathically?
Huh? Oh, sorry. Couldn't help it. It's just how we talk among the kind.
Great. An unknown duration of this while we wait for help.
Oh, probably at least a day, if I know your allied government. Pop quiz, do I? You know it, I do.
Hey, you! Get out of my head, don't look into my thoughts, and don't share any of yours. Put a filter on them.
That's just how we Jabarians think, my dear. I can't help it. It's like when you were in the Federation Academy. Your sensitive feline ears picking up on all that activity in each and every single room as you passed on your way to your bunk.
How did... It occurred to me that while I was bypassing the controls, scraps of memory floated in as I tried to remember my lessons in the Academy. The basics of our tech training and other associative memories, he gleaned them in my recollections. I'm going to ask you... kindly, to stay out of my head, please.
Or else, what? You gonna turn your weapon on me just for thinking too loud? Nobody else knows what I know, baby. Your Federation, your allied Galactica, named me, and all the secrets I've listened to. What do your commander think if you riddle me with ours?
Right, okay, well, we'll call this my side of the elevator, and that's yours. Lieutenant's log, supplemental, translated from Sphelinx. Can't record a lieutenant's log in basic speech for fear he'll understand and listen to my very thoughts, my emotions. He's been quiet, but I feel like my mind is transmitting on an open frequency with no way to shut him out.
Big booty babes, big booty babes, big booty babes.
I'm not used to talking without thinking, much less acting without thinking. No way to suppress my thoughts at night or my dreams. I've stayed awake for the past 18 hours for that very reason. My only hope is that he falls asleep before me, before we both hit the unconscious level where the Jabarians bridge their minds, where the distinction between thoughts and commands are just a telepathic transmission away.
That's it, baby. Just fall asleep.
Falling asleep at your post, huh? Isn't that the kind of thing you yelled at me for?
Tsukamoto? But I haven't seen you in years. Why are you dressed like a hookah waitress?
Why are you dressed as a hookah waitress?
Because I am one.
Nice deduction, sweetie. You've got some tables to wait and some good sirs to please.
But we're not hookah waitresses. I've never seen this place in my life. Lieutenant's log, supplemental. Suddenly, in the realm of Bodhi's telepathically induced imagination, I found myself in some sequined back room of some seedy nightclub. A float den, named for the eponymous drug float, consumed via hookah. The air was thick with its intoxicating vapors, velvet floors and sunken booths, sexed up humanoid girls walking the floor in the usual faux exotic trash, translucent fabrics with coal-lined eyes, and I was dressed as one of them. It's an atmosphere that implied secrecy and invited erotic notions. It really didn't matter if this was an allied inner planet or not. Whatever happens in clubs like this all depends on how deep your pockets are.
You know, you look killer in that float waitress get-up, darling. A mesh robe, bra, and a little thong to floss those cute little cheeks, plain to see underneath. It's perfect, really.
And Mr. Raisint was in one of the booths, out of his tank. His small, amphibious form lounged back in one of the seats. I should have known then that it was a dream. But instead, I realized then, I was in one of those floozy's outfits he described, servicing the discreet gents of this club. I don't know why I'm doing this for you, sir. Sir?
Oh, that's because this is my dream, love. You're just a guest here.
If you think I'm gonna go along with this, baby, then... Wait, why did I call you baby? What can I get you?
How's about you get me started with a little flat?
Wait. This isn't me. I don't indulge in such things.
Oh, say it again, but slower.
I don't indulge in such things.
So, here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna light up some float for us, have a smoke with me, and you are gonna stay here and do what I want as long as I keep putting credits down. Sound good? Kitty cat?
Now, normally it's not my obligation to explain in my official logs my very thoughts, nor what I've performed in subconscious settings such as my own dreams, but he was conscious in it, and I'm obligated to report that I was... Ooh, yes, sir. Entranced. I played the part in his dreams of a waitress in this unsavory establishment. And I suspected the real establishment had few compunctions about the use of its staff as well. I knelt, a purr in my throat, as I equipped his pleasures at his table, my feline eyes fixed on his bulbous yellow ones. I partook in a puff of the flowing violet aphrodisiac. My lips cradled that brass pipe lovingly as I met my patron's gaze, Mr. Raisin's gaze. I puckered and exhaled fine vapor into the air and passed the pipe over to him.
Feel that, baby?
Yeah, I feel that, baby. How's the flavor?
Sweet and direct.
How else can I make this evening pleasurable for you, sir?
I think you know what I'm thinking.
As a result of his psychic command, I stood in my skimpy clothes and sashayed, hips rolling, to the beaded curtains, shutting them in one smooth motion. I smiled as I looked back to him. Is it privacy you seek?
All right, here will do just nicely, love. Oh, with the heat of those coals, you must be pretty hot. Why don't you slink out of those clothes?
As you wish. I licked my lips, slow, curving motions around my smile in rhythm with my rolling, rocking center as my hands, up high, lifted the flaps of my silky, translucent robes first. Parting my robes from the top down, I bent backward till it slid liquid-like off my shoulders and down my arms. I remained low where I was bending. Naked, I took my first steps toward him on my hands, stretching feline-like toward him with each rhythmic step, rubbing into his hand with a purr.
Good kitty. Let me feel that tongue on my body.
Yes, sir. He was smaller than me, about half my height, in truth. His species' limbs had atrophied from years without use, relying on hover chairs and their suspension tanks. But his anatomy was familiar enough, if not slanted toward the amphibious. Between his legs was his unsheathed red cock. And, despite my inner protests, I bent down low to lick him from balls to crown. Agonizingly slow, tasting every centimeter of his dick as my eyes smiled at his.
Oh, there he goes.
I'll admit that I looked down on him during my duties as a Federation officer. I thought, how could the galaxy hold such frail creatures in high regard? I wasn't looking down on him now. I was looking up, giving him bedroom eyes as I dragged my flexible tongue up his skin and wrapped my lips around his balls. His little webbed hands on my head, tussling my short black hair, bringing my head down with every bob, feeling my body purr in response. Hearing him laugh over my gags. This isn't a dream to him. It was as real to me as it was to him. Making this bed into a sex worker, sucking his cock, and loving it. He forces me down as I work his slimy shaft. It's not long, so I often kiss his hilt as I sink. Brushing my tongue along his shaft and curling it under his balls as my lips wrap around both. Letting go only as he finishes. So that little cock of his can leave a big, long trail of cum across my face. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
Well, yes, be a good girl and serve some friends of mine at the private lounge, why don't you?
I was whisked away to the VIP lounge, five times as large and with a number of men and women inside. Even in this telepathic dream, I recognized them. A few crime lords, exalted enforcers, and most shockingly, there were a few allied politicians and Federation admiralty.
Hey, baby, once you go green, you
ain't sure, he could have seen the holovids, same as me, but the amount of detail in every face and voice was too real to ignore.
Ah, Boaty's brought out the entertainment, has he?
Give me a kiss, baby.
Oh, not a chance. Not your life, Walter Upford.
The Moroggan crime lord pinned me to the glass table below him. Two of his arms pinning me from my shoulders, his lower arms pulling my hips. And still in this dream pet me's mind, I heard and spread my legs. I could see, just looking at his colossal bulk, he'd be the meat of my evening's work. This was real. It had to be. It was too authentic. And then I remembered he must have seen events like this and transposed the memory of these working girls into my mind. Bent over by the bruisers and crime lords like this guy, with stamina to fight all day and fuck all night, and I felt like every single one. Burning with pleasure and humiliation, credits for rich scoundrels, feeling this thug's rod buck mercilessly inside me. All I could do was mule, cry, and support myself against the table as he drove himself into me. As I tightened around his cock and grew more wet. After a point, I stopped trying to help him finish. His warhead was guiding itself, so I melted into the table, eyes wet, the world a blur as he and I finished.
It doesn't look like she's done yet. Just like all things, system lords go first.
Well, then don't mind if I go next.
Let's keep this party going!
It was less the factor of getting used, of lying on my chest and on my back as I was passed around as any snack or drug in this den to help get these men off. It was more that these were figureheads of our great society, people my commanders answered to, and therefore I answered to. This was psychological warfare, I'm sure of it, his way of sowing distrust in me.
Now that's what I call service with a smile, eh?
You fucker! You were in my head! You made me do all those things! You made me suck! You, oh!
Hey, girl, relax! Put down the blaster!
You didn't really do all those things. I just made you feel all those things, all right? It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, really? We'll see what the Psionic Judiciary Council has to say on that.
Oh, I doubt that your Fed masters will go for that, love. Again, I've got everything you need right up here, baby. Can't squeal and sing to the Feds if I'm dead now, can I? Didn't figure that, did ya? And, love, just for the record, you know they're gonna pamper me good and proper for all that information, no matter what I did or didn't do in that pretty little head of yours. So get it through your thick skull that I am basically untouchable. Right now, I am basically a fucking god.
Oh, God.
I knew his inside knowledge on the system lords was too important to overlook. This mission would ensure the safety of allied planets everywhere, and more than that, it would be my success. But my mind kept going back to that float den, the faces I saw there. Did Bodhi, Mr. Raisant, know the Admiralty? The Senator? Surely he inserted those faces into my subconscious to get a reaction out of me. Nothing more. And he'll face repercussions for his psychic assault. Maybe knock some twigs out of the fine nest he's made for himself with Federation brass. Justice will be done. It's the reason I'm here.
Commander Targus, extraction was a success. We've crossed the treaty zone. Excellent work, Kiza.
It was a pleasure, Commander. With Mr. Raisant in custody, we'll expose a lot of bad players on the System Lord's payroll.
Indeed, indeed. You'll be highly commended for this. You're on your way out, kiddo.
Yeah. On my way up.
Yuki Space Assassin is a Sadistic Dreamer production, starring Kit Nevada. To support us while accessing hours of exclusive audio and comics, go to subscribestar.com/sadistic-dreamer. Sign up for the $2 tier and you'll get exclusive content. $6 will get you 1 week early access on all content, exclusive and otherwise. Join our growing Discord community using the link in the podcast description. Join the Yuki Space Assassin subreddit. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Yuki Space Ass. Yes, Yuki Space Ass. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, kiddies. Sweet dreams.